We need collective action to stop all conflicts and engage in meaningful dialogue so that the countries can move forward with their development agenda in peace, security, and stability. As a country that has experienced the devastating consequences of armed conflict, we acknowledge that peace cannot be achieved in isolation. It requires inclusive political processes, economic development, and respect for human rights. For the millions of civilians trapped in ongoing armed conflicts, words of condemnation and empathy alone are not enough. It is imperative that we act together as the United Nations with a sustained commitment to end the cycle of violence and give innocent civilians the opportunity to enjoy lasting peace and prosperity. In the Sahel and parts of West Africa, the regional leadership has been hard at work to find urgent solutions to the numerous peace and security challenges, particularly to curb the spread of terrorism and violent extremism. I call upon the international community to strengthen support for African-led peace initiatives and for the United Nations to play a more active role in addressing the root causes of conflicts. The safety and security of the people in the Sahel and parts of West Africa require all relevant actors to engage in political dialogue and diplomacy actively to ensure we provide countries in the front line, especially Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, the necessary support they need.